opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Sometimes days are like this where at the end of it, you close out the Chrome browser and you're just kind of looking at the things you've Googled throughout the show. Some wild ones.
What you got
today?
BBL.
That's on there. Yeah. So I was going to close with that one.
Yeah.
Mike Trout's contract.
Yeah.
Bijan Robinson stats. Texas Tech's football depth chart. And BBLs.
BBLs, man.
Yep.
BBL.
It's been a good show.
It's been a hot. I mean, which one? When is it not?
Outstanding show.
When is it not?
That's always good. Yeah. I don't know. Today's extra. Put a little extra bow on top of today.
When is it not? When is it not?
You know, because like part of Abe's job and Bo's job too is on some days I have to make an article for the website about something we talked about.
Yeah.
And I was like, today's article should be titled, Do BBLs Stink?
Yes. But
and they said they can't do that. Abe said he can't do that. And I was like, why not?
No.
We talked about
it. He can't do that.
Why not?
Well, Andy, there's
a multitude. We spent 10 minutes on the radio talking about it.
There's a multitude of reasons why. All right, there's a multitude.
People would click on it.
They would.
We said earlier in the show, we're post-credibility. We're in the clickability era. So.
Well.
Click it.
You know.
Click it or ticket. Yeah.
The man. I'm
trying to keep this
you're
job.
You're not going to be with. She's a wonderful, beautiful, wonderful artist. You ain't going to be nobody that smell like trash. What is it? Trash can juice in July?
Something like that.
Yeah.
That's so mean.
That's a mean thing.
Whoever. He didn't say that. Whoever invented that quote,
needs to get their ass whipped.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yes.
Agreed.
Get your ass whipped.
All right. Let's start with Luke, who's in Snellville. Hey, Luke.
Everybody's somebody.
Hey, Luke.
Yeah. I was calling to say great show, man. Y'all keep doing a good work, dog. The question I have is push it up, method now. You guys were talking about the Brazilian butt lifts and whatnot and how they pay for it. And I was wondering, what's the thing that you most regret that you put on credit?
Oh, most regret that I put on credit.
Whoa, man.
School.
Yep. I was going to say, any and everything that I put on that Georgia credit card I got my first day of class at the Tape Center, they gave us a free pizza when you signed up for the damn credit card and a Georgia t-shirt. All right? I regret that. That is the one regret. I have credit cards. I do not use them unless I'm talking about like something earth shattering is about to happen. Other than that, I do not use them things. I like using my money.
Yep.
Yes.
Yes. Because there's no interest on that.
Yes. I like using my money.
I don't regret putting school on credit.
No.
Had I not, then a lot of stuff wouldn't have happened, including this right now.
Yeah, you'll be here.
I don't regret it. I am paying it off, but it's worth it.
I'm confused, Randy. You use a credit card, though, right?
Do I use a credit card?
Right.
Yes.
Okay. You're just talking about overextending.
No, I'm talking about the only thing I regret about ever using a credit card was that credit card.
Okay,
that Georgia credit
card.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes.
The worst one I ever did was they tricked me at Macy's. They were like, you can get an additional 20% off if you sign up
card,
for a Macy's card and put this on that. And
right.
I was like, great, 20% off. Let's do it. And then I forgot that I did that.
Yes.
And then, you know, collections.
Yep.
So that's...
They get you.
That's just, you know, being dumb.
They get
young.
You coming, they get you going.
That's right. They got me. Brad's in Villa Rica. Hey, Brad.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
Pretty good.
All right. My first question is for Andy. If you could take Randy and his family somewhere, it could be anywhere. Where would it be and why?
Okay.
And for Randy, since you've been down there in Miami, my brother, did you get your wife a BBL?
No. I wouldn't do that.
Come on, Brad.
No.
If I could take you guys on a trip somewhere, I think it would be really fun to go to Seattle with you guys. Because has your wife been to Seattle before?
No.
And it's a fun city to visit.
I
could give you guys, and I know you've been, but short trips.
Yeah, short trip.
I could show you around. And
my wife would definitely go.
Yeah.
Donna would definitely go.
I would be an excellent Seattle tour guide.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Because like I said, I went to the Fox Sports Grill.
Right.
When Georgia
I don't think that's there anymore.
They're all done. When Georgia played Oklahoma State,
okay,
I was there. I was down there. We played in Seattle. That's when I found out who the hell AJ Green was. Like, who the hell is this guy? Okay. And then I went to that ragged ass strip club.
You went to Rick's.
Yeah, I went to the ragged ass strip club. So I would like to see, and I went to the market. Obviously, went to the market.
Right.
But yeah, I would like to see some other stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff.
I want to see Fife. I want to see Fife.
We wouldn't be there'd be no crowds.
Yeah, I want to see Fife.
We wouldn't have to fight any crowds.
Yeah, I want to see
There's a restaurant / bar in Fife called the Poodle Dog.
Yeah,
very cheap drinks.
Poodle Dog.
Poodle Dog. I don't know why they call it that.
Okay,
you get drinks in the pup room.
Poodle Dog.
Yeah, I don't know why they got this. It's the one famous landmark in Fife.
Okay. Yep. Don't miss a bunker. Miss B used to live in Fife, right?
Yeah. My dad and stepmom, my brother Michael went to Fife High School with Caleb McGarry. They lived there for years.
So Michael knows Caleb?
No.
Oh.
Mike was a senior when Caleb was a freshman.
Oh, okay.
So they didn't know each other.
All right.
But yeah, I can show you the house we built in Fife. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
It's beautiful.
Sounds good.
All right. We don't need that. All right. Jordan's in Gainesville. Hey, Jordan.
Oh yeah, guys. How y'all doing?
Good.
Hey, I got a question for both of you. Randy, would you rather be a backup quarterback on a team that never plays or be a starting quarterback on a team, but the backup quarterback, you never take the field, but you end up winning a Super Bowl.
Okay.
And if you was a starter, you play 12 years, 15 years, and never win a Super Bowl. Which one would you rather do?
Okay. Oh, I'd rather be a starter.
Randy, I've got a question. If a guy in baseball, if a guy's on second base, bobbing tonight, you get up the bat and you hit a gapper and the guy scores on second base, do you just quit running when you hit first base or you try to get a double or triple? Does it count?
Oh, like if it's in the extra innings. Thank you, Jordan. So if he's on second base and you hit one to the wall and he scores, you get a single for that?
You're walking it off here?
You're walking it off.
If you advance to second base, you'll get a double.
It would have been a double.
So the guy, that's a funny question.
That's a great question.
Because I bet guys will try to run to second and be like, I was at second.
Right.
Because then it ups your OPS. Because
especially
if
you had like a cycle. You had a home run,
that's
a single, a
funny.
Triple, and you won the double.
You would have to get to second base before he scores, though.
Okay.
As soon as he scores, the game's over.
Okay. Got it. Or like sometimes the outfielders are quit on a ball, too. Like, say you needed a triple, and the guy on second was smart enough to know you needed a triple, and the outfielders quit, you could run all the way to third, and then he'll touch home.
Right.
That man got a triple. He hit for the cycle. That's a great question. Starter, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody wants to be a backup.
Nobody wants to be a backup.
Yeah. All right. Phillips in Canton. Hey, Phillip.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi, Phillip.
Hey, if you, due to the new Superman coming out tonight, if you guys could have any superhero's powers, what would they be and why?
This new Superman coming out.
Superman's coming out tonight.
Did not know.
Apparently, they've been doing all kinds of stuff at Ashley's work promoting it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I had no clue.
I asked her to get Bo some stuff, but I asked her too late.
Who's Superman?
David Cornsweat.
Corn Sweat?
Yeah. It looks like Henry Cavill, but a little bit smaller.
Oh, all right. Well, we know Abe's on the way after the show.
I got a 340 showing.
That's the reason why Abe's not doing Dukes and Bell today.
That's why Abe's not doing Dukes and Bell.
He wanted to go see Superman.
If I was doing D&B, I'd have seen it at 10 a.m.
Oh,
did
true.
You just say D&B like they were Dave and Buster's?
Dave and Buster's.
He did, but never mind. I know Abe's going. I mean, we've Oh, I mean, I want to be a fly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to be a fly.
And who else can fly besides Superman?
I mean, kind of Thor, right?
Thor can
I don't
fly?
Like, because that was the one thing, X-ray vision. I don't want to see everybody naked.
No, I don't.
I don't want to see everybody
I don't.
Naked.
You, in fact, most people I don't want to see
yeah,
naked.
I don't see
Magneto
naked.
Can kind of float fly.
When you have X-ray vision, can you control it and choose when you use it?
I would hope so.
Okay, yeah, me
I don't
too.
Want, I don't want to see everybody naked.
Because like this job would be horrible if I had X-ray vision
yeah,
and dude, I couldn't control
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I don't want to see everybody naked.
Yeah, I don't at all.
What if that was your superpower and you're just a TSA agent?
He's the best TSA.
No more
agent.
Shoes, though.
That is true. I
no
heard
more
that.
Shoes.
How much you more efficient would the line be?
No more taking off the shoes.
So what are they not worried about anymore that they were? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I guess it's not a concern anymore because one guy tried to put a bomb in his shoes 20 years ago, and no one's done it since. It took him 20 years to go the other way.
Hold on. Some Hawks news. Miss Lauren Williams says the Hawks have added Josh. Oh, never mind.
Yeah, I saw that earlier. Okay, I wasn't going to bring that up.
Hawks. I was like, oh, Hawks news. Never mind. There we go.
We need to play the breaking news sounder for that
that's
one.
It. That's all we got.
All right. DJ's in Dallas. Hey, DJ.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? Since we've been a couple days out from the 4th of July, what is your favorite thing to eat for leftovers, and how long is too long for leftovers?
There's no time too long for leftovers. I will always admit that. I like all leftovers, dude. Mm. I do, man. I am, like you saw, I just heat up my chicken. I grew up like just like yesterday became like one of those out of the scheduled grill days.
So oh, just, like, nice, fat, good. Yeah.
And we were talking about like putting meals together. I just went through the freezer, found some chicken that was back there in a Ziploc bag, and found some other pieces of chicken, threw it all on the grill.
That's great.
And that was a great thing.
The unplanned grill night.
Unplanned grill night
is
the great.
Yeah.
Yes.
Some things keep better than others, though. Leftover
yeah,
wise, like chicken does
that.
A pretty good job. Yes. I think ribs do a good job. You can
100%.
Reheat those. Burgers. If you don't eat that burger the next day,
it's not bad.
It gets pretty, pretty dry.
But I think like people who eat seafood, like salmon and shrimp the next day, y'all are weird.
You don't want to do that. Yeah.
Y'all are weird.
That doesn't keep very well.
Yeah, y'all are
fish
weird.
Doesn't keep great as a leftover.
Y'all are weird.
Sides are usually fine.
Yeah, but Thanksgiving.
Pretty much everything's fine.
Thanksgiving next day dressing. Woo!
Yeah, I mean, like
especially if you got some of that gizzard gravy left over too.
You just put it on top of everything.
Yeah, man.
And when you put it on out of the fridge, it's kind of like a little bit congealed.
Yeah.
But then as you warm it up,
it just spreads out. Yeah, man.
So good. So good. All right, Seth is in Memphis. Hey, Seth.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, long time listener, first time caller. Actually, Andy, I've been listening to you since you had the night show a long time ago alone.
Thanks, Seth.
So, man, appreciate it. Anyway, here's my question for you. Who do you think has better odds? The Braves sweeping a series or Kirk Cousins getting traded at some point in time during the season?
Oh, man. That's
Braves
a great
sweeping
question.
A series. the odds of him being traded and because of the reason why he will be traded is the odds are so because you need a quarterback to get hurt.
Right.
Where the Falcons are right now with Kirk Cousins, a starting quarterback has to get hurt.
Right.
As far as I know, outside of Indianapolis, all of the starting quarterback positions are settled.
Right.
Am I thinking of
– No, you're not. You're right. I mean, Cleveland, but they've got like five
guys
trying out.
So those,
New Orleans kind of.
New Orleans kind of, but they drafted a guy.
So 30 – we'll say 3 of 32.
Right.
Have a competition. Mm-hmm. They're not trading New Orleans. Mm-mm. Cleveland – I don't know.
I don't think so. They got too much going on there.
Then Indy, like, love Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
And I guess Richardson would just have to be not coming back.
I don't know.
But, I mean, the thing, he said at any point, right? Like, you can trade him all the way up until the trade deadline. Somebody comes in and gets hurt in September or something like that.
Yes.
You know? I don't know. Would someone trade for Kirk Cousins week 4 if their quarterback has a season-ending injury? Because that's happened a lot the last couple of years.
And I think that would happen.
Big-time quarterback.
That would have to happen.
Yeah.
That would have to happen.
I still think it's more likely that Kirk Cousins get traded at some point. Has the Braves swept anybody all year?
They swept the Mets.
The Mets. That's
right.
That was
there
actually.
Go.
And that's what's crazy
can
is
we
that
win,
wasn't that long ago.
Can we win one game and then have 2 rainouts?
Nah, it doesn't count.
Why not?
That doesn't count. You got to actually do it. All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, yeah. By the way, the second caller, no, that's all Natalie Yam right there, bro. I know you got that. That's all wagging right there. Natural wagging.
Opening day. At this moment,
Every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Andy can't do nothing without his spritz.
I'm nothing without the spritz. When Randy moved to Miami, he went outside and it was all hard wagon.
Michael Penix's number one goal for 2025 is to have the city turn. BBL deodorant. Somebody invent it. Make $1 million.
Good idea.
Bunk needs to familiarize himself with the spreadsheet.
Yes.
And Bo has several bottoms, but he doesn't wear them a lot.
Which was unbelievable. I have a lot of bottoms.
Bottoms only.
I've never, ever addressed any part of my clothing as bottoms.
I have too many pajamas then, do you? There's a top and a bottom.
All right. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.